Translation: Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, is fully independent. Therefore, although it is the most confidentially stored benediction, He can distribute love of Godhead to anyone and everyone without consideration. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the benefit of Lord Chaitanya's movement. If one somehow or other comes in contact with the Hare Krishna movement, without consideration of his being a Shudra, Vaishya, Jagai, Madhai, or even lower, he becomes advanced in spiritual consciousness and immediately develops love of Godhead. We now have actual experience that throughout the entire world, this movement is making many such persons lovers of God simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared as the spiritual master of the entire world. He does not discriminate between offenders and the innocent. Krishna prema pradayate. He liberally gives love of Godhead to anyone and everyone. This can be actually experienced as stated in the next verse. Om jnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chapter, Shivam Maharaj spoke about the verse just prior, which is a similar topic in terms of the eligibility for Krishna consciousness. I'll try to bring up some of the points in the verse in the purport. Chapter 7, so the chapter just previous to this one, describes how the Panchatattva were experiencing love of Godhead, uses words like intoxicated by love of God, and through their dancing and singing of the Maha Mantra, gave Krishna consciousness to everyone without discrimination. So it says, it describes quite elaborately about how love of God was being distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva to anyone and everyone, and then how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered that most people have taken to this, but a few have escaped. So then, in considering that a few have escaped, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered how they would also be captured by this inundation, as it's described. And then it describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas as his strategy for bringing closer even those people who are averse to or who are avoiding taking love of God. And on the pretext of sannyas, therefore it attracted even those Mayavadis, particularly describing the pastime with Prakashananda Saraswati in Varanasi and all of his followers who took to Krishna consciousness because of this idea that they could interact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that just by just by somebody considering that he, even if he is an ordinary sannyasi, by offering obeisances to an ordinary sannyasi, then even then they gain benefit and then become eligible to take to Krishna consciousness. So the idea was to somehow or another create enough sukriti or some kind of eligibility for them to take up Krishna consciousness when it came their way. So then that brings us to this chapter, which you know, if just to go back onto the text, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, is fully independent. Therefore, although it is the most confidentially stored benediction, he can distribute love of Godhead to anyone and everyone without consideration. So Shiva Maharaj spoke at length yesterday really about the eligibility of somebody and explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this to anyone and everyone, and the idea being that the giving of it was disregarding the prerequisite eligibility that one normally requires to take the devotional service. So because this is the highest goal, there are normally lots of prerequisites for achieving anything offered in the Vedas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu removed those requirements of eligibility. So Maharaj spoke on that. So I wanted to speak a little bit about some of the other aspects of this verse. And it, just in the first line, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is fully independent. So if we just take this part, Krishna being fully independent is actually quite a fundamental and core aspect of our theology. And it's something which, at least for myself, when I used to read it before, around, you know, Krishna being independent, kind of skipped over that quite easily because you think, well, okay, fine, it's quite obvious. But if we think about even the many of the arguments that we have around the theology, around the philosophy, when we're explaining the philosophy to others, this aspect of independence is actually quite a core and fundamental one. So, for example, we often, I remember when we were explaining the premise and the theology behind deity worship, often the objection to deity worship is that how can you limit God? How can you limit God to a finite form, to a material form, etc.? And, you know, one of the explanations that we give is that the material energy and the spiritual energy are energies of Krishna. And if Krishna wants to switch between the material and the spiritual, that's his prerogative. If Krishna wants to appear in the form of a finite deity, that's his prerogative. Why? Because he's fully independent. So we can't put rules upon Krishna in terms of what he can and can't do because he is fully independent. So one time I remember, I wasn't there, but I heard that, you know, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that they were trying to get this whole logical debate going with Prabhupada, and said, can God make a stone or make a rock that he can't lift? So can he make a rock that he can't lift? So does he have the independence to make the rock that he can't lift? And then obviously their argument was, well, if he can, then he's not God, and if he can't, and if he can't, then he's not God. So it's kind of like a no-win situation. And Srila Prabhupada's answer was, yes, and then he can lift it. So the idea is that, yes, he can do whatever he wants, and then he can still do whatever he wants, because he's fully independent. That is the nature of God. And here, this is referring to the distribution of the most confidential treasure or secret, stored benediction is described, of the material and spiritual worlds. This is the distribution of Krishna Prem. And the idea of distributing Krishna Prem in that way, we often refer to it as causeless mercy. And we refer to it as causeless mercy because it has no cause. So the idea being it has no cause because it's not dependent on our eligibility. It's not dependent on something that necessarily we've done in the past that has given us the right to these rewards. We don't have a right to those rewards. We are receiving those rewards because of Krishna's causeless mercy. And because he's fully independent, he's able to give causeless mercy because it has no cause, right? So there's a consistency there. And I was just looking up this aspect of independent, and even in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so in the very first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the very first line of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, Janma Dhyasyata, and Krishna is described as Avijna Swarat. So this word Swarat is there. And in the translation, the way Srila Prabhupada translates, Swarat obviously means independent. The way Srila Prabhupada translates the first verse of the Bhagavatam is, I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of this manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations. And now, he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. So first, it's described that he is the cause of all causes of the creation. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, and he is independent because there is no cause beyond him. So this reminds us of the verse of Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sarva Karana Karanam. So the idea that he is the cause of all causes. And this is tied together because Prabhupada uses the word because. So he says he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. And this makes sense because something that exists before any preconditions must therefore be independent, because there's nothing there to impose conditions upon that thing, right? So because Krishna is a cause of all causes, because there is no cause imposing itself on him, he is beyond any restriction or any imposition because of that. So in that way, the independence of Krishna is fully established. And actually for us, this is a defining characteristic of God. I mean, if you think about Ishvara Paramakrishna and the verse, the first verse of the Bhagavatam, so from the Isha Upanishad and Brahma Samhita and Bhagavatam, like two defining texts for us, this independence is highlighted. But what it also implies is that those who came after the cause, those who have a cause, are not independent, right? So that which does not have a cause is independent, then that means, by definition, that those that came after are not independent. And that refers obviously to us, that we're not fully independent, we don't have full independence, we have an aspect of independence from Krishna's quality, but we're not fully independent because we have a cause, we originated from Krishna. So Jai Shishi Radha Gopala Nanda ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai. So this was just something about this first point that that is in the verse, that with regards to Krishna's independence. The second point was around the second sentence is, therefore, although it is the most confidentially stored benediction, referring to love of God. So this idea that this is the most confidentially stored benediction. In the Vedas, there are lots of benedictions. There are lots of promises, lots of treasures that are highlighted. Some of them, you know, starting from dharma, artha, kama, moksha, the five types of liberation, the mystic perfections. So all of these are considered things that one can achieve from following different rules and regulations and processes in the Vedas. And but here, this is obviously in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that Krishna Prema is the treasure. Krishna Prema is the topmost, and here it's described most confidentially stored benediction. Why? So in Madhya Lila, it's described that knowledge of this treasure, so knowing about the treasure, is Sambandana Gyan, and understanding how to achieve the treasure is Abhideya. So that's the process of it. So understanding that it's there, what it is, that's Sambandana, and then Abhideya. And there are, it's described this very beautiful verse in terms of how there are four directions for approaching this treasure. And in these four directions of approaching this treasure of Krishna Prem, three of the directions are obstructed by the aspects of karma, by jnana, and by yoga. And it's only through one direction, through bhakti. So through bhakti, which is completely unobstructed and is the direct and easy path to this treasure of Krishna Prema. So, you know, clearly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this path in an open and in a direct way. But the question obviously arises that, well, if it is the most confidentially stored benediction, why is it being distributed so unconfidentially, in a way which kind of seems to contradict this idea of confidentiality, because obviously it's not confidential anymore. So in the Bhagavatam, and you know, this is substantiated by lots of different instances and quotes. Just some I'll read out to you. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 5th canto, chapter 6, it says, Muktim dadati karichit smana bhakti yogam. Those who want liberation get it very easily. But the Lord does not very easily give the chance to do direct service. So this is the idea of when, also reflected in conversations that Narada Muni has with the Pandavas, which Shukadeva Goswami encourages Parikshit Maharaj in the Bhagavatam also, that actually, you know, when comparing themselves with other dynasties, where Krishna personally appears in those dynasties, even in including the Yadu dynasty, that they're glorifying the Pandavas as being even more exalted because Krishna showed them favor. Krishna showed them favor by serving them and by also allowing them to do such direct devotional service. Lord Shiva says, if one is a fine philosopher, he achieves liberation. Rituals give material enjoyment, but bhakti cannot be achieved even after many thousands of births. And one interesting story, which always when I read it first time was really stuck in my mind, was when, you know, the story when Aditi is appealing to, she's worshipping Vishnu to avenge her, really, to come in her line as her son, to be born as her son. So she's praying to Vishnu, and Narayan appears to her, and he discloses to her that, okay, now I'm going to appear in your husband, you can worship him, and this is very confidential, do not reveal this to anyone. So she explains like that to him, and then Lord Narayan says this, he says, that which is very confidential is successful if kept secret. So is that which is very confidential is successful if kept secret. So if it's a very confidential subject matter, if you want to make it successful, keep it confidential, keep it secret. You know, obviously that's kind of like it's quite an interesting point, you know, if we think about, anyway, I won't digress here. So then it comes to the point then, okay, then if that's the case, if we want to keep, and Krishna consciousness and Krishna Prema is so confidential, then why are we not keeping it confidential? And even in the 18th chapter of the Gita, after Krishna explains Sarvadharma Paritya, then he explains, you know, this confidential subject matter should not be disclosed to those people who are envious, who are not devotees, essentially. It shouldn't be disclosed to them. So this is consistent. This message is consistent through the Bhagavatam, Gita, other places, that if it's confidential, keep it secret. Don't tell it to people who are not devotees and not qualified. Yet we find that this is saying that it is. And the reason is that from the perspective of and in the mood of Krishna, that is correct. That what is confidential should be kept secret. And in the line of the Gita, that we shouldn't disclose it in that way. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming in the mood of Radharani. So Srimati Radharani as a topmost devotee and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking on the mood of a devotee is different. And that mood actually is to distribute it freely. And I was just listening to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada on the 17th chapter where he refers to this verse in the Gita, and he says that, you know, Krishna says in the Gita that don't give this to people who are envious and not devoted. And he says, we're giving lectures, you know, Srila Prabhupada is giving a lecture to large audiences, and he was saying, we're giving lectures all over the world to thousands of people, and he said, we know that there will be envious people who cannot take to Krishna consciousness because they're devotees, but yet we're doing it. Yet we're doing it because it's our duty. And he was really very emphatic in the way he was expressing that. Because he said, you know, we are taking the risk. We are taking the risk because we have been ordered, and therefore we are distributing it to anyone and everyone without any restriction, and then somebody can take. So this idea is that because the mood is different in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears and expresses and preaches Krishna consciousness, therefore it digresses, I guess we could say, from what's traditional. And the other thing I was reflecting upon was that this is even more surprising and to be exalted in how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributes the love of God, because in the very beginning of Adilila in the CC, chapter 1, 4th verse, it's highlighted even further, because it says, Lord Chaitanya has appeared to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before. And that's conjugal love, so the madhurya rasa, so access to the highest rasa of Krishna Prema. So there's two aspects to this. One is that this is the most, Krishna Prema is the most confidentially stored benediction. That's one aspect, that Krishna Prema itself is the most confidential thing. And the second aspect is that even of Krishna Prema, the highest aspect of Krishna Prema is the madhurya rasa, that aspect of Krishna Prema. And that is being also offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indiscriminately. So it's kind of, it's inconceivable, obviously. Is it 7:25? Is that, 8:25? Is that the 8:25, right? Okay. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, this is the benefit of Lord Chaitanya's movement. If one somehow or other comes in contact with the Hare Krishna movement, he becomes advanced in spiritual consciousness and immediately develops love of God, Godhead. So, Srila Prabhupada uses these words, that somehow or another comes in contact with the Hare Krishna movement, and comes in contact with really means, two aspects. Hare Krishna movement clearly means the aspect of chanting Hare Krishna, because that's what the Hare Krishna movement does, and comes in contact with also refers to association. So these two aspects, with regards to, we gain association when we come in contact, and association with Srila Prabhupada through his books, and in contact with the Maha Mantra as the core aspect of the process of Krishna consciousness. So Shiram Maharaj also commented yesterday that the essence of Bhagavad Dharma is association, he was saying, and like that. So this association is also described as the root of devotional service, the root of bhakti, as being association with advanced devotees. And it's described also that even when love awakens, prema awakens within the heart of the devotee, then even then association is important. And in the CC, actually, there are lots of stories which describe how even when one is a personal associate of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, then even then association is paramount to keeping us safe in devotional life. So then the aspect of chanting. So it says, immediately develop love of God by contact. So through contact of Hare Krishna, immediately develops love of God. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, we have now actual experience that throughout the entire world, this movement is making many such persons lovers of God simply by chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So some very very developed and results of the practicing the process of Krishna consciousness. And this is described in Nectar Devotion and in the first verse of the Shikshamrita, Shikshastika, this idea that of anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamritam sadhanam. So both, and in nectar devotion, this idea of kleshagni and shubhada, which, so both one on one aspect that our material, or this disease of material life as it's described, it becomes subsided, becomes lessened, and the results or the fruits of auspiciousness, the signs of auspiciousness, become manifest, even in the very beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, that these become evident. And of course, it's at the platform of nishtha when they become fully manifest and fully evident. But even in the beginning, as it said, just immediately, as Prabhupada says, that of taking up the process, then these aspects can become, manifest. So, Srila Prabhupada's, these are very, and again, Maharaj spoke about this yesterday in terms of, well, somebody can say, well, where is it? Where is this love of God? But here it's described like that. And then the second part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared as the spiritual master of the entire world. And this I thought was a really interesting point, because the idea is that the sages of Namasharanya, when speaking to Sudha Goswami, were saying that they were encouraging him and saying, because you are a sincere disciple, your spiritual masters would have revealed all transcendental secrets to you. And the idea, as explained in that verse and purport, is that through the blessings of the spiritual master, the transcendental secrets of the Vedas are revealed, because they're not something to be acquired through just hard endeavor. Just like we sing every day, Dibya Gan, Ride Prakashita, that transcendental knowledge is awakened within the heart. And that's through the process of receiving the mercy of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared as the spiritual master of the whole world. And I was thinking that, well, that's obviously true because Srila Prabhupada said it's true. But it also applies to Srila Prabhupada. We say, the idea that Srila Prabhupada built a house in which the whole world can live. I mean, the idea is not just referring to an institution in terms of physical infrastructure. It's referring to giving shelter. The idea of a house within which the whole world can live, it implies that that the offering of shelter to the whole world, that the whole world can take shelter here. And the idea of giving shelter really means that for somebody to be able to give shelter, they have to have the potency to be able to give shelter. Otherwise, how can somebody give shelter? Just like, whether it's in a home and somebody giving shelter to their family, or whether it's a king giving shelter to his subjects, or whether it's a guru giving shelter to disciples. The idea is that somebody must have that potency, that shakti really, to be able to give shelter. And that potency of being able to give shelter to the whole world is clearly not a common thing. So, but we can see from Srila Prabhupada's achievements and books and his life that he was able to offer that shelter to the whole world. And in this way, this idea of he built a house in which the whole world can live is the offering of that shelter to everyone. And clearly being sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this across, spread Krishna Prema around the world, he has that potency to do so. And I was thinking that actually, from my perspective at least, I have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of Srila Prabhupada, I didn't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before Srila Prabhupada. I had heard of Krishna before, but even then I didn't have faith in Krishna in the way that we describe faith in Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, I have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of Srila Prabhupada. I have faith even in the previous acharyas because I have faith in Srila Prabhupada. So in that way, it's, for me, it's quite significant that Srila Prabhupada is, as we describe, Jagat Guru, because he's giving shelter, because through his teachings, through his books, he has given us the faith through which to acquire this gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, how would we have access to it and how would we have faith in it? And interestingly about Srila Prabhupada is that it's not the position. Sometimes, you know, it can be equated to another acharya through which we also have faith in predecessor acharyas. But Srila Prabhupada's position, I feel, is quite unique because it's not just what's happened before within which we have faith because of Srila Prabhupada. It's also what's happening now that we have faith in Srila, that because we have faith in Srila Prabhupada, and also what will happen in the future. Now that's quite different because Srila Prabhupada, this is quite a, I guess it's a personal thing, I don't know how others feel, maybe people can comment in a couple of minutes when I'm going to stop. Is that those spiritual leaders who are present now and who will come in the future, we invest faith in them also because they are followers of Srila Prabhupada. And if they were not followers of Srila Prabhupada, then we wouldn't have faith. So Srila Prabhupada becomes like the fundamental, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but the fundamental core upon which our faith revolves. And through his books, that faith is established further and further and becomes so solidified because of who he was and is, that it becomes very strong and allows us to have faith in everything else, and then therefore through this faith access Krishna consciousness and devotional service. So that's all I had to say. Hare Krishna. I guess we can have some questions.